Okay, bumpers. Today we're going to cover three Goosebumps mini-books. This trilogy, sometimes called The Haunted Library, was three very short books that you could get by eating a variety of snacks, collecting UPCs, and sending them in. I weep for you children of today who will never know the anticipation of sending an envelope with little pieces of cardboard into Grand Rapids, Michigan, and then waiting like 18 weeks to get a 14-page book the size of a pack of matches in the mail, and it took 4 seconds to read. I don't know how effective this was in terms of marketing. The foods that you needed UPCs from are foods that I would be constantly asking for anyway, so it's not like I'd be eating Doritos I wouldn't otherwise eat in order to get these Goosebumps books. And I don't think it'd be super compelling to my mom. Mom, I need to eat Doritos so I can get a Goosebumps book. If I eat Doritos, I can learn to read. I feel like my mom would just be like, how about we go to the library and just get you Goosebumps there? Which is the objectively right thing to do as a parent when it comes to books that cost 10 bucks and I'll read within a day or two, but still, it's not as fun. I mean, maybe it's not that different from what we did for summer reading. You know, like you'd get a free ice cream from McDonald's or something. Maybe if it would convince me to read, my mom would be like, fine, Doritos? Maybe it depends on how desperate your mom was to get you to read. Almost like this promo was most effective for kids who just wouldn't read a goddamn thing, and their moms were like, you know what? If I have to buy Twizzlers to get them to read a book, fuck it. But they need to explain this to you in the marketing, like they need to explain it to you as a kid. I wasn't savvy enough as a child to manipulate my mom by being like, Mom, this is reading and literacy. Like, if you want me to be a dumbass, I guess, you know, buy spinach or whatever and not Doritos. Here's the package instructions on how to get the books. Each one had its own set of things you had to buy. For the book Halloween game, collect 2 UPC symbols from any 8-ounce or larger bags of Hershey's, Reese's, Peter Paul, York, Twizzlers, or Amazin' Fruit Candies. In addition, you will receive a Goosebumps Haunted Library to store the Trilogy 3 mini-book collection. I had to look up what Peter Paul was, and it was basically Mounds or Almond Joy. If a parent wanted to do a monkey's paw, evil genie sort of thing, they would definitely be like, okay, I'll buy you this candy and get the Goosebumps, and then they'd come home with fucking Mounds, just raw coconut slime coated in chocolate. If you can eat this and not barf, you can have the books. You can have all the Goosebumps you want. Bwahaha. Next was find the book Don't Make Me Laugh in specifically marked packages of Doritos brand tortilla chips, Ruffles brand potato chips, Cheetos brand cheese-flavored snacks, and Frito-Lay variety packs while supplies last. Do you remember those chip variety packs? I mean, they were amazing, but it's funny as how you got towards the end. Usually plain potato chips or plain Fritos, the rate of consumption slowed way down. As an adult, I appreciate a nice Lay's here and there, but as a kid, if it wasn't the electric orange of Kraft mac and cheese, I was not interested. Finally, for the book Bad Dog, collect 1 UPC symbol from a 24-pack / cube or 12-pack, or 2 UPC symbols from 2-liter bottles of Pepsi Cola, Mountain Dew, or Lipton Brisk Iced Tea. This one was probably would have been the hardest to convince my mom on. If there was one thing she didn't like to buy us, it was sodas, like name-brand sugary good sodas. We had a bunch of New York seltzers, which were great, and maybe some juice boxes, but the chance of getting a cube, whatever the hell that was, of Mountain Dew were approaching zero. Let's get to the books. Bad Dog. This one's very Sixth Sense, ultimately, although it has a nice moment where a hero cat fends off a mean doggo, which is one of my favorite brands of feel-good news story. Bad Dog is kind of playing with the whole dogs growling at monster things, like dogs know things we don't. I always thought that part of Terminator was funny, that they kept dogs because they could tell a machine from a human. I don't know, man. Maybe if they were trained like drug-sniffing dogs, but I think your average doggo would probably be fine playing with a Terminator or a ghost or whatever, and probably wouldn't give much of a shit as long as you gave it some dog treats. Maybe you can train dogs to growl at Terminators, but you have to wonder if the dog ever fucked up and they ended up shooting some dude, and then when blood and brains came out, they were like, ah, shit. Don't Make Me Laugh. Aliens kidnap a couple kids who have a lot of fun holding other kids down and tickling them. It turns out the alien race has not laughed in a long time. The tickling, however, you know, their technique, doesn't work on the aliens, which makes sense because I would be surprised if alien anatomy was so similar to human anatomy. Funny faces also don't work, and it's only when the two boys weep in terror because the aliens are going to disintegrate them that the aliens finally laugh because they're sick fucks. Kind of great as a story, and I do like the idea of introducing kids to sadism, especially after they had to do all the work of eating those snacks and sending in UPCs and waiting forever. Then we have Halloween Game. This one starts out promising. This weird kid is like, okay, we're too old to trick-or-treat, but there's this scary abandoned house, and there's candy I hid all over it. You have 30 minutes to collect as much candy as you can, and the person who gets the most wins. Which is honestly kind of a great idea for a Halloween party at any age. You could replace candy with mini liquor bottles if you were of the adult persuasion. Then things go off the rails, however. There's a dragon, there's weird shadow people, just a bunch of nonsense pops up. Then we sort of zoom out, and it turns out this is all a CD-ROM game someone is showing to corporate masters or whatever, so the characters we were following are just like the 100 million Ninja Gaiden Ryus I've killed over the years. There's kind of a twist on It Was All a Dream and the video game sort of stories we've been seeing at the same time, but dare I say that the twist is they made it even lazier?
Beware, you're in for a scare.